With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, off to a little mystery with Nancy Drew at Toy Theater. I understand you had a chance to see it, and it is closing.
Yeah, I went to the kids' show. Did you read Nancy Drew when you were a kid?
I did.
Did you have them all those little hardcover copies on the shelf?
I had several.
I think many girls still consume one after the other. The show is adorable. They've done it before, adapted by Kenneth Shaw, who also designs the sets and costumes, Meg Quinn directing. And it is just that Nancy Drew formula. Good against evil, good prevailing, clever girl zooming around the county in her cute little convertible sports car.
All good. A good show, I take it.
It's a great show for exactly that age of child who would enjoy the Nancy Drew mysteries, which are still all available and still in those same hardback editions that you might remember from when you were a girl.
And you had a chance to see The Mountaintop, and we've talked a little bit about this, but now that you've actually had a chance to see it, you can tell us a little bit about the theme of it.
Well, I'd seen The Mountaintop before. This is the Katori Hall play. It had actually debuted in London before coming to New York. I saw the New York production. And the New York production, I think, suffered just from the enormity of Broadway. It was Angela Bassett. It was a Samuel L. Jackson multi-million dollar production. And the play takes place on the last night of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, and it's his conversation with the motel maid. And I don't think it really was presented well in the Broadway environment. And I was delighted. It really benefits from a modest production. And I thought that Candace Whitfield was beautiful in this role. She is really emerging as a wonderful leading lady. And the actor playing Martin Luther King, all he has to do is be likable and to keep feeding her the lines that enable her to respond. And that's Jonathan K. Lee. So sometimes that happens, that something that just gets swallowed by the bright lights of Broadway can be a gem in a small stage in Buffalo.
It's directed by our longtime WBFO friend Gary Earl Ross.
Yes, and he's very, very respectful of the material and gives us a nice, efficient performance without intermission.
Cyrano, you had a chance to see that at 710 Main. How was that?
Well, Cyrano, it's abbreviated from the title Cyrano de Bergerac, and this is Rostand's story. That is an expansive play for a dozen actors or more, and nuns and soldiers, and they are doing it with five performers and some musicians. Doubling of parts. It's Buffalo Laboratory Theater, and they're really very engaging. I love that kind of stage magic being made, and I think that part of the hook is that they have, you know, those aerial performances like in the circus where the performer wraps herself in a piece of fabric and up and down as a metaphor for the piece. It's entirely unnecessary, but nonetheless very fun.
And entertaining.
And entertaining. I like to see 710 Main, formerly Studio Arena, before that the Palace Burlesque, in use.
Plenty of history has been made there.
If those walls could talk.
On a heavier topic, you did see Die at the Jewish Repertory Theater.
Yes, that's D-A-I, which means enough. The play takes place in a Tel Aviv cafe, which is about to be attacked by a suicide bomber. And a CNN reporter is interviewing each of 10 people in the cafe, all played by the same actress, Josie DiVincenzo. And she's marvelous.
She plays 10 roles.
Men and women, young and old, Israeli, American, German, Palestinian, and each of the conversations ends with the explosion of the bomb. Some are taken entirely by surprise. Some turn and realize what's about to happen. Each of them a different perspective on Israel.
How do they do that theatrically with the explosions? How do they make that?
A change of light. She reacts and is sort of suspended in time into a slow motion, being thrown from the table and then directly into the costume change to the next character. There's one who's a Christian evangelical who's building a center for the rapture. That one was kind of interesting because as he is exploded, he seems to begin to ascend toward heaven, which she does with, you know, nothing, just, you know, her physical body. I've never seen her better. Many people may have seen her as Lady Macbeth at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. She also did Noises Off for the Kavanoki, but this for her is truly a tour de force.
And I want to close with some breaking news on Michelle Ragusa, Buffalo's own Michelle Ragusa. You have a little information about a show.
Oh, the performance of Titanic being done, that Victoria Clark was to recreate her role. Victoria Clark's not going to do it. Michelle Ragusa is. Michelle was in the chorus of the original production of Titanic, but now is moving into this prominent role.
Well, thanks for the update.
Okay.
And with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.